The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Do not adjust your monitors, ladies and gentlemen. I am recording in black and white. I was feeling rather nostalgic, and my generation is that last generation before this new modern digital synthetic age. And I just thought the black and white motif was appropriate. And I was thinking about the seasons of life. And there's something timeless about the seasons. They come and go every year without fail. You cannot rush them. You cannot delay them. You cannot negotiate with them. Seasons were God's design long before they became a metaphor for personal growth. Genesis 8:22 says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." So if you have any climate changers out there and you want to share this with them, that's a great verse to remind them of. But these words remind us that God uses seasons not only in nature, but in our lives. And as we enter a time of reflection and thanksgiving, it's worth remembering life isn't one long summer. Life is a rotation of growth, pruning, rest, renewal, planting, and reaping. This is part of the reason why we chose a more simple, purposeful, agrarian lifestyle, so that we can participate in the process and slow down and be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. I want to walk with you through these four spiritual seasons, or the four business seasons, say the business cycle, and the four practical seasons of daily life, and help you see the hand of God in every one of them. Since we're heading into winter, let's start with winter. Winter is the season nobody volunteers for, but everybody needs. In nature, winter is cold, quiet, and stripped down. Trees lose their leaves, fields look dead, animals hide away for survival. They hibernate. But it's a deception, because winter is not death. Winter is preparation. Winter is a time when life tests you, when circumstances press in, when nothing comes easy, when you're forced to grow roots instead of branches. And the Bible talks about this in Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Winter is the season when God teaches you endurance. Winter shows you what your foundation is built on. Winter separates the superficial from the eternal. I think of Job. Job lived an entire winter chapter in his life, loss, confusion, suffering. And yet he said in Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Winter is when trust becomes more than a word. Winter is when you find out who you really depend on. Winter forces reflection. In winter, the leaves fall. This symbolizes God removing the noise, the distractions, the illusions. He narrows your vision so you can hear him clearly. Winter forces discipline. Farmers don't waste winter just staring at frozen fields. They repair tools. They plan. They sharpen equipment. They rest. Winter is the season of unseen preparation. Winter forces Thanksgiving. Because when God strips things away, you finally appreciate the things that can't be taken. Family. Faith, breath, hope, salvation, and the love of God that no winter can freeze. Psalms 35 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Winter is never the final word. It is the doorway to the next season. After winter comes spring. Spring is God's reminder that he is still in the resurrection business. Spring is a fresh start. Spring is repentance. Spring is second chances. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Spring is the season when God turns the page. In nature, spring is bursting with color and life. Birds return, seeds sprout, rain comes. Everything moves forward almost overnight. In life, spring shows up as a new opportunity, a fresh idea. A repaired relationship, a restored heart, a new job, a new calling, a new direction, a reignited passion, a spiritual revival. But spring also requires responsibility. Spring is planting season. This is when you sow the seeds of what you want the next harvest to look like. In Galatians 6:7, Scripture reminds us, "For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If you want a harvest of joy later, plant gratitude now. If you want a financial harvest, plant discipline and stewardship. If you want peace, plant forgiveness. If you want a strong family, plant time, patience, correction, and love. Spring demands action. Jim Rohn taught that when spring arrives, you must plant quickly and generously, because spring doesn't last forever. Opportunities are seasonal. Doors that are open today may close tomorrow. Relationships that can grow today may wither later if neglected. Spring is exciting, but it isn't permanent. It's a gift, and gifts must be used. Spring invites Thanksgiving, because every new chance is proof that God has not given up on you, even when you've gave up on yourself. After spring comes summer. Summer is the season everyone thinks they want, but few prepare for. Summer is bright, warm, full of growth, but summer is also full of threats. In nature, summer is when crops grow, but it's also when weeds try to take over, especially here in Texas. Huge Texas-sized weeds. It's when insects attack. It's when storms hit. It's when farmers must guard the fields day and night. Spiritually and practically, summer is the season of responsibility. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Summer is where diligence matters. Summer means guarding what you planted. If spring is opportunity, summer is warfare. You fight for your marriage. You guard your mind. You protect your children. You nurture your dreams. Growth does not protect itself. Growth must be protected. Summer is the season of consistency. Nothing glamorous. Just daily watering, daily attention, daily stewardship. In modern terms, you keep showing up to work early. You keep improving your craft. You keep leading your family spiritually. You stay disciplined with your finances. You keep studying the Word. You stay faithful. Luke 16:10 tells us, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Summer is also a time of blessing. It is when you start to see early fruit, small signs that your labor isn't in vain. You feel the warmth of God's favor. Your life begins to reflect the seeds you've planted earlier. Summer invites thanksgiving because you realize that God didn't just give you the seeds. He gives you the strength to protect them. He gives you wisdom. He gives you discernment. He gives you joy in the process. And summer reminds us that blessings require work, that everything worthwhile must be defended. Fall is the most joyful and the most sobering season. In nature, autumn is harvest time. It's a season of abundance. It's a season of reward. It's a season of gathering and celebration. Psalm 126, verse 6 says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Harvest is God's reminder that your labor matters. Autumn is reward for the seeds you planted in spring and protected in summer. This is when you see fruits of character, stability in your family, growth in your business, wisdom from past trials, peace after forgiveness, and spiritual maturity. Harvest brings joy and gratitude. This is why Israel had feast days to remember the goodness and provision of God. But autumn also brings accountability because harvest reveals the truth. You can't reap corn if you planted thorns. You can't reap peace if you've sowed strife. You can't reap financial stability if you've sowed laziness. You can't reap family unity if you've sowed discord or absence. Galatians 6:7 is not just a promise, it's a warning. But the beauty of autumn is this. Even if the harvest is small or painful, you now know what to do differently when spring comes again. Life gives you another cycle, another chance, another season. Autumn is the season of thanksgiving because you look back and see the faithfulness of God in every season behind you. What makes the season so powerful is not that they exist, but that they repeat. Winter, spring, summer, fall, then winter again. Life is not a straight line, but a beautiful cycle. Some seasons you choose, and some seasons you do not choose. But in every season, God is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Notice it doesn't say for everything, but in everything. Because each season does something for your soul. Winter teaches you dependence. You learn to trust God when you can't see ahead. Spring teaches you hope. You learn to act quickly when God opens a door. Summer teaches you diligence. You learn that blessings require protection. Autumn teaches you gratitude. You learn that God is faithful to reward what you faithfully sow. The seasons of life make you whole. They shape your character. They humble you. They strengthen you. They draw you closer to the Lord. As you look at your life right now, spiritually, financially, relationally, ask yourself, what season am I in? Am I in winter, learning to trust God in the cold? Am I in spring, chasing new opportunities? Am I in summer, guarding and nurturing what God's begun? Am I in autumn, celebrating and reflecting on the harvest? And whatever season you're in right now, pause and give thanks. Psalm 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." You are not stuck. You are not forgotten. You are not behind. You are simply in a season. And seasons change predictably, faithfully, under the sovereign design of God. May you walk into the next season with wisdom, gratitude, and courage, remembering that the God who created the seasons is the same God who walks beside you through each one. And we are incredibly thankful for all of you that listen and all of you that support us. Just a reminder, the Food Forest in a Box is now available over at thetexasboys.com. You can get a Food Forest in a Box, or you can get individual cuttings, whatever you prefer, but that's all live. We're taking cuttings now and shipping them out. We appreciate all of the support and kind words. I thank you all for watching and listening, and give us your thoughts and comments down below. and share this with someone who you think it might be a blessing to. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.